Eastern Michigan University faculty, students, and alumni continue to call for the university to cut ties with the Education Achievement Authority. A 2011 interlocal agreement with EMU allowed the creation of the district designed to take over struggling schools. There are continuing concerns, and some of those are now coming from members of the Board of Regents. Critics of the EAA cite declining enrollment, low student performance, and challenges in finding a new chancellor as the latest examples of the organization's failure. Concerns about the EAA aren't limited to outsiders. President Susan Martin says university leadership, including the Board of Regents, listened to the open dialogue on campus about the EAA. Trustee Floyd Clack says legislative changes are needed to give Eastern more control.
If we do continue, I hope that we can have a big influence on their outcome. I think that the university could help them tremendously if some of the laws were changed so that they would have to work with Eastern. Right now, we don't have a lot of authority to do a lot of things.
For Regent James Webb, the focus needs to be on children in Detroit.
Frankly, I'm all in to work with the teachers here that are, you know, developing our educators, but something needs to be done, and we can't just continue doing what we've always done. Clearly, that hasn't worked, and I'm open to any suggestions they have, and I don't care if it's the EAA or whatever. Something has to fix this system.
EMU Associate Professor Steve Walensky says individuals may be working for kids in underperforming schools, but the EAA has been flawed since its creation.
They were bartering with the governor on a pot of gold, or for a pot of gold that was never delivered. So, and the other part of this is there are people and groups on our campus that are already working with Detroit Public Schools and in the community. Why did they ignore those people?
Chair of the Board of Regents, Francine Parker, promises the future of Eastern's connection with the EAA will be on their agenda in December. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.